WAW 6000 over the weekend. President Barack Obama was in town, and he had a huge audience, as you would think, in Detroit, a big union town, big Democratic town. And let's go out and get Ray Holman's take on this. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How's it going?
It's going very well. I know that UAW 6000 and many of your union brothers and sisters made the trek down to Detroit. Tell me about that that day.
Well, it was wonderful. You know, we started the day on Woodward Avenue. We started down by Mack and Woodward, and we had a parade that went down to the Riverfront Walk area in front of the GM building. And there was all kinds of different people there. The Teamsters were there. The Michigan Employees Association was there. The pipe fitters, obviously the UAW Local 6000 and other UAW members. And then, of course, it was capped off by having the President of the United States come in and address the crowd. And it was a little overcast, but because everybody's moving around, it was a great experience.
I wanted to get your take on his visit. Many folks from the Tea Party and the Democratic side say that the president is really looking for votes already, that he is in trouble come next election, and that his only way to survive is to gather every union and every union member that he can and get their support, whether he's done a good job or a bad job. What's your take on that?
Well, one of the things that the president talked about was collective bargaining rights and the ability for, you know, workers to have dignity and sit down and figure out how to, you know, find savings and how to make things work. Obviously, you know, state employees here have been doing that. But I think the important thing is we need to put people back to work. You know, he talked about construction jobs. I know there's going to be some announcements coming out here in the next few days from the president. And what we need to do is actually get people building things, working, and get things turned around. And we want to have people, you know, obviously also have a decent living wage. I mean, if everybody's working for $5 an hour and you can't feed your families, that's not going to help. We need to get good jobs.
From your perspective, has the president done a good job in creating jobs?
Well, you know, I think right now we're coming out of the worst recession of our lifetime, obviously, the worst economic time since before World War II. And so, you know, everything's has to be kept in context. And I think that, obviously, there's a lot of partisan battles going on in Washington. We see some of the gridlock. But, you know, we need real leadership, and we need people to step up and make things happen. And I believe President Obama's gonna do that. You know, here in Michigan too, Tony, I mean, think about it. He stepped up and protected the auto industry, and we're totally dependent on cars in the state. I mean, everybody knows it. And without the president's support, I mean, where would we be right now?
Okay, but from your perspective, from what you've seen, has he done a good job in creating jobs in this atmosphere that you said isn't the best?
Well, I think that, again, we're coming out of the worst economic crisis, you know, that we've had in our lifetime. But to answer your question, he's done an excellent job in context of what's going on. You know, obviously we need more people working. You know, we need to secure workers' rights. We need to make sure we never have right-to-work legislation passed in the state. And, you know, this was the engine that kept America going in World War II. We're the people that built the tanks and that kept America and the rest of the world free. So we need to keep that spirit and keep moving forward. I think the president needs some help in Washington. Some of his programs, they need to be passed.
We have talked with several folks who cover state legislation, and they believe that the right to work issue is going to come back to the forefront. Many believe that it would lower costs and in many areas, not only in government, but in construction and in other areas. Why, from your perspective, is right to work so bad?
Well, we like to call it right to work for less, Tony. You know, there's 22 states that have right-to-work laws, and if you look at the statistics, those workers are paid less. Again, I like to talk about the savings that we've made here in Michigan, that being state employees, we save over $800 million. And the way we've done that is sit down at the bargaining table and come up with common sense solutions. And those are the positive things that need to be mentioned that comes through collective bargaining. And, you know, people deserve to have dignity at work and not to be exploited. And, you know, the other thing, Tony, is that even if you're not in a union, you benefit from having collective bargaining units because it brings up the wages for everybody else, non-unions included, non-union members included.
How has the private sector been able to survive for so long without collective bargaining, without unions?
Well, again, you know, the thing is, here in Michigan, you know, we have a strong union presence, and that also helps other workers because they know that the way they can't pay too much less than what union members are making. So actually, wages and benefits go up for people that are not in unions. And the reason that private sector has survived is because unions do not hurt business. I mean, that's a myth. You know, it's not true.
All right, Ray, the legislators are back in town. What are we going to see and hear from them? What are you going to be watching very closely?
Oh, boy, today is the first day back in session. And I believe Governor Snyder is going to be very aggressive, and the Republicans are going to be very aggressive. What, you know, you mentioned right to work. Obviously, that's big. The other is a personal property tax. You know, they may, again, try to revamp the tax system. That's going to cause a lot of changes. Obviously, you know, they're talking about building a new bridge. So there's going to be a lot going on.
And do you think that unions will be in favor of a new bridge?
Well, you know, whatever can bring more jobs is a positive, and I'm not an expert on that, more or less. I mean, obviously, I follow state government and state employees, but we need to create more jobs in Michigan. If that can happen, then we're for it.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much for your time. We always appreciate your perspective.